Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. And as we honour Terry Hill, we thought we'd bring one of the greats in, Steve Menzies. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Mate, we were okay until we all got together, Beaver, at about 2 o'clock and the news came through and we couldn't believe it. You know, we thought it was April Fool's and now we've realised that it's true and a real character and a bloody good footballer has died way too young, mate.
Yeah, it's obviously tragic news. I've got a couple of texts and a few other people have sent it through. It's like, I'm with you guys. It's sort of, you're still in disbelief, you know. It's hard to fathom and, you know, you sort of obviously feel for the family as well.
Mate, Beaver, it's, you know, it's quite funny. Like we look at, you know, Tazza and whether he was telling a joke or someone was telling a joke on him. Remember on that 94 tour, there was a bloke called, you know, the sheriff and him, mate, they used to team up and just, you know, put a lot of crap on everybody. How good was he, eh?
Yeah, I was just talking to a few other people and obviously it's tragic news, but then you start going through the stories and the moments you had with Tazza and, you know, there's on-field moments. He was a fierce competitor.
Yeah.
You know, like just tough, dedicated, you know, someone you'd want next to them, what you want next to you on the field. But off the field, like you said, he was a larrikin. He loved to laugh. He was always playing pranks and you never stopped talking. Like that's, you'll always remember Tazza in those funny moments because that was his persona when he was, you know, if he wasn't sledging or you know, trying to be physical and dominate. Yep. On the field, that was who he was. He loved having a laugh and being a larrikin.
Any memories from on the field that you can remember him being so dominant?
Well, look, yeah, you know, when I was, you know, those early years and Tazza would play on the centres and he'd run that little out ball and Cliffy would flick it to him and he'd just get on the outside and all I would have to do was see that ball, you know, it'd go in front of me. I'd see that as soon as I saw that ball go in front of me, I'd just start running through the line because I knew Tazza. He was quick in the day. He would get on the outside of his centre, boom, dump into the winger who'd stay out. He'd just draw the fullback, pass it straight inside to me. And it was the same play. And, you know, it was, even if I knew it was coming, it was really difficult to stop. He was, at his best, he was one of the best centres in the world.
When you've got a character, you know, like Terry Hill, you forget how bloody good he was. You know, represented New South Wales 14 Origin matches, represented Australia 13 times, World Cups and so forth. He was a hell of a player for many, many clubs, and every club, you know, putting tributes out to him right now, Beaver, because he was such a character, but he's bloody good at footy.
Yeah, he was, and like I said, at his best, he was one of the world's best centres, and there's people that are great players, and then there's people that are characters, and there's people that you want to play with, and you want at your club, because it bonds the club together, and Tazza was one of those guys that could take the hard work on the field, and galvanise people, you know, with that and then have a bit of fun off the field. And that's, you know, that, it's that type of, those two scenarios that you need to build world-class teams and teams that can win World Cups, that can win premierships. And, you know, there's the guys like that you need around club, footy clubs, and, yeah, he'll be sorely missed.
Hey, Beaver, it's funny, you know, we've all done our little bits and pieces with commercials and that and, you know, on footy shows and that, but on the footy show, I thought he was great. But when he was doing the Lowe's thing too, mate, he just, it was made for him, wasn't it, mate?
The Lowe's, he was a classic at the Lowe's. Yeah. What about when he'd go to the Dogs and he was doing the little, the races to the Dogs, he'd go to Dapto Dogs.
Yeah.
And he would be MC, like he would like do the interview some of the punters and stuff. That was, and he'd have the flash jacket on. That was Tazza. Like that was like that's classy. Yeah. You know, that's vintage Tazza. It was great stuff.
Yeah. Well, Steve, we really appreciate you taking time to just memories of Terry Hill, and just our thoughts go out to his family and all those players that played alongside in the footy community.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you,
Beaver Menzies.
Beaver.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.